Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And we want to welcome back Erin McGuire. She's been here before, hysterical. You can find Erin McGuire on Twitter, and it's E-Mags Comedy.
Yes.
You like Twitter, right?
I'm not as good a Twitterer as I think I could be.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'm aiming for the stars, but I'm really good at Facebook.
Well, you can also find her on Facebook. Actually, I follow you on Facebook. Just at Erin McGuire, and it's M-A-G-U-I-R-E.
Yeah, like Jerry Maguire. It's very complicated spelling. So apparently, according to Starbucks, Erin is a really complicated spelling, too.
Oh, what do they write?
Oh, I've gotten E-R-A-N-A-A-R-O-N-E-R-U-B, and my favorite, Wani. I don't know if I picked up the wrong drink, but whoever Wani is really liked iced green tea.
There we go.
Yeah. That's becoming very popular, what Starbucks writes on your card.
Oh, they're hilarious.
Yeah, they are really, really funny.
I can set my watch to it.
I have to look. I've never really looked.
You don't go to Starbucks, that's why.
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Because they call it $4, right?
Oh, my God, I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Stolen. Swiping it.
Yeah. Let's just find out what our first question is.
All right. I've been dealing with a coworker who has been exhibiting passive aggressive behavior for the past 4 years, and I don't know what to do. I know it's not me. I'm always kind and act with compassion in all areas of my life. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out why or what is making this one guy do things, like not use my name to address me, but use other workers' names each time he addresses them. He also leaves papers for me in places that I'm not likely to see them.
Mean.
Makes gestures behind my back. Ugh. Saw that in a reflection one day. He does not greet me after I say hi or good morning, but greets everyone else and so on. I've come to the conclusion that he just doesn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll continue to be kind no matter what. Do you have any other suggestions?
Is he 12 years old?
I was just thinking the same thing.
I love that.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I can't imagine that a person who is adult enough to have a office job is like making neener signs behind somebody's back.
Well, first of all, jealous.
Totally jealous.
Jealous party of one.
This is jealous.
Party of one, exactly. Yeah. And I want to commend the person who sent this question because you start by saying, I know it's not me. So that's really, really good and really important because to be treated this way can really give you a complex over time.
I mean, 4 years, that's a long time to put up with this.
It is.
Wow.
It is.
Yeah, I just wonder if she, I'm not sure if it's a she, I think it is. But anyway, if she's ever confronted this person
mm-hmm.
and said, look, what's the problem here? Doesn't sound like that's happened.
Yeah, well, that might be an interesting conversation. I think we have to define, let's start with defining passive aggression just for our listening audience.
I'm going to let you do that.
Okay. Well, because what the problem with it is usually the person it's a way of not showing your aggression, but acting it out, right? Mm-hmm. So the individual may smile, although this fellow doesn't sound like he does smile, but they may smile to your face, but then do things behind the scenes or quietly, passively do things that indicate that they're angry with you or don't like you.
Mm-hmm. It's under the radar rage.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also think that he probably does it to other people. You just don't know. You see that, you know, maybe he's nice to other people. But usually somebody like this, they do it. This is just how they operate in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we always say to people that when you're faced with someone who's jealous is to sort of play down your successes to them. I know it sounds anti-intuitive. You should never have to do that. Mm-hmm. But you do want to create more of a level playing field. And that's what he's doing by putting you down. He's trying to knock you down in other people's eyes. I just wonder if it worked. And
that
if your reputation has been eroded, I just wonder.
I doubt it.
Oh, you don't think it's worked?
Well, I think that as everyone is saying, since he acts like a 12-year-old, the chances are, as you mentioned, Kathy, that other people are aware of this person's immature behavior. That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
unless they're really two-faced and able to present a very mature, kind, thoughtful, communicative person to everyone but this one individual.
You know, I feel like with people like this, you give them enough rope and they hang themselves.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've experienced this far more often than not
four years.
In my life.
Yeah, and 4 years is a long time.
That's a long time. And I, when you get older, you have such a low tolerance for the crap anymore.
Right.
That you just, I would call him out on it.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Well, I actually experienced something like this not too long ago. And every time they did something, I would literally just go passive aggression to Ooh. Them. So say it through a song. No.
How did it go? Did it work?
It's you
turn it into a musical.
It's almost like you catch them off guard with humor. Yeah. And they have to laugh at themselves because these people are so, it's mean girls behavior.
It is. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I like the idea of approaching it humorously.
Yeah, if you lighten it up on their side, people can really take a lot. I've gotten away with murder because of comedy.
But that, what you're doing is you're making more of a level playing field.
Yeah.
When you do that. So humor definitely works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good. It catches people off guard. It really mm-hmm. does. And it makes them go, oh, you know. It just lightens everything up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
I just also wonder why a company would allow this kind of thing to go on, you know?
Well, because it's not detected.
They
what does she do? What would this person do? Go to her boss and say, you know, George isn't saying hi to me and he's saying hi to everyone else and he's putting papers in places where I can't find them.
Oh my God.
You know, that's the problem. Is it's so covert.
Yeah.
I think there's a way to say, you know, I believe I'm being set up for failure by this guy. I think there is a way to say that. It depends on who your boss is. Some bosses really don't want to hear it. They see it as sibling rivalry. Get out of here. Go work it out.
Yeah.
But you might have a boss that will see it.
Yeah. But I'm not as clever as you, Aaron, with being funny towards someone who's passive aggressive.
But you can sing.
I can
sing. So start warming up those chords now, baby.
Yeah, you can carry
it.
But
not only that, I'm actually good at killing people with kindness. You know, like I would approach this person and address them and deal with them whether they looked at me or not. Mm-hmm. So that's just what I would do.
Yeah. So, well, if people have eyes in their head that are also at this office, you can clearly see when a person is passive aggressive. I feel like they just wear it on their sleeve and it's like jealousy. It's the same thing. I can see it from a mile away. They think by doing it under the cover of passive aggression that they're not being seen when in fact it's adding a magnifying glass to the situation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like they fry themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. So Catherine is going to, she would kill him with kindness. You would sing. Aaron would,
I would sing.
And you'd confront.
I'd absolutely confront.
Yeah, so we each have our style, right?
Yeah, how to deal. I would confront it. And I would say, I see what you're doing. Just stop. You can win. You can't win with me that way.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting conversation.
I have such a low tolerance threshold too. I just would have called him out on it right away.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
4 years is way too long for that stuff to have gone on.
I agree.
Well, the problem is that a passive aggressive person will often not admit to their poor behavior. So you can say plenty of things and they still may not fess up or necessarily change. But I agree with all tactics in that it's better to do something than nothing. And most important, it's critical not to take their behavior personally, right?
It's all about them.
Yeah. So to really find ways to take care of yourself, build yourself up inside, because it feels horrible to be treated that way.
Mm-hmm.
Even for 2 weeks, it's never mind 4 years.
Yeah, all you need is once. Yeah.
Oh God. Now this isn't her boss or anything, is it?
It doesn't sound like it. Yeah, it just sounds. It's the core. This is, you know, these are real questions that people send in. This stuff goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because Catherine, this person has been trying to kill them with kindness, and it hasn't worked.
Time for a new tactic.
Yeah.
She says, I'm always kind and act with compassion in all areas of my life. Mm. Right. So she could sing passive aggression or say, look, I'm on to you.
You could If this woman sings passive aggression to this man and calls you back, I cannot wait to hear how this story ends.
Me too.
What is going to be the part two?
You know, one thing I also want to say is the key is if you think that someone is being passive aggressive, they are. That's part of what's tricky about it is that it's hard to trust your own experience.
Yeah.
You know, you think that you may be misreading the situation. So
no.
I would just throw that in there, that if that's what you think is happening, it is happening, but you didn't cause it. You may not be able to control it, and it's their problem.
Well, on that note.
Next.
I work in a retail store, and one of my coworkers seems to be very competitive towards me. The other day, she literally ran in front of me to greet a valued customer. She tries to catch any mistake I make and seems unhappy when a customer praises my work or thanks me for being helpful. I'm not sure how to handle this person, but working with her puts me on edge. What can I do to improve the situation?
I think you have to sing to her, definitely.
Sing to her, too.
Pure out aggression. Yeah, exactly. This always sounds like a tag for a commercial.
Uh-huh. It does.
Or you could like sing Elton John's The Bitch Is Back. I used to do that years
Singing
ago.
Singing definitely just takes
just
the edge off
make life
of
a
everything.
Musical. You're fine.
We're living in it anyway. Might as well. Like, glee.
What would you do, Kathy? I know you have an idea for this.
I mean, to me, I think it's absolutely hysterical that somebody runs in front of you to get a customer.
Tripper next time.
No. Logan!
I would actually laugh. I would laugh. At this person and just, you know, I mean,
let her work herself out.
Well, if you're self-confident, you're going to get the next customer. I just think it's kind of a ridiculous, and everyone saw that. And that's, you know, this is a competitive person who feels very threatened. Yeah. And in a way, it's a compliment that somebody sees you as so competitive.
Absolutely. That's the way I take it, honestly, because this is a very similar situation in the last in that, these people will hang themselves. I mean, it is so obvious to the world around them. And I work in a business that's all based on competition.
Right.
But even when you get the job, there's competition within the competition.
Right.
And I have learned that if you stay your own course and you put your horse blinders on, you always come out looking better than that person who's scraping the bottom.
Right.
I read a lot of BuzzFeeds on Facebook and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was one that said, top 10 habits of very successful rich people or whatever. And one of them was run your own race and don't look at the people who are around you.
Oh, I like that.
And I do agree with that in this case as well, which is if you just stay your own course, all that noise that's happening around you, people will notice that it's literally just that, it's noise. Mm-hmm. And you know, the cream of the crop will rise to the top.
Yeah.
And not to concern yourself with these people because it's petty and it's obvious.
I'm curious because, Logan, you actually worked retail for quite some time, right? Did you ever encounter someone like this?
Not personally.
Did you ever
definitely...
do? Did you ever do it?
did I ever trip someone while I was working?
Might as well.
No. I can't think of anything off the top of my head happening that was that crazy.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you weren't subjected to this.
I face Gucci it. Or something where the commission might really make a difference. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good point.
I was thinking of that too.
It's based on commission.
Yeah.
Oh, right. It probably
it would definitely
is.
Increase competition oh, even God. More that if she's running for customers.
Right.
Kathy, you said you face this.
Well,
kind
I
of
feel
thing?
I face competition a lot. I feel like, you know, maybe it's just I'm sort of self-confident. So I feel when people are threatened by me pretty regularly, personally as well as professionally. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, tell them my life is not perfect. I just kind of level the playing field and let them know that, you know, I might have this strength, but I have this weakness. I do confront, like this 4 years, I would have confronted that guy.
Yeah.
But this question, I think it's silly. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
And flattering in a way. And I would just, you know, let this person know.
So there is something about being able to feel secure in your own right in both of these situations, but especially in this one, right? Mm-hmm. If you feel someone competing with you, I think what happens for many people is that they worry that they're not going to be seen when someone like this is competing in such an outrageous way that somehow that's going to steal from their success and their capabilities. So I'm just going to summarize what I think everyone is saying, which is you have to stay the course, trust that you have your way that you can shine and actually look for what that is, right? So if you are great with customers, really develop those relationships, or if you're really good with merchandising, find some projects you can do so you make sure that you feel like you're shining regardless of some petty competitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I tell you what, as a shopper,
yes,
I hate hate those upsellers. That's I have true. Walked out of stores because I Club Monaco, I will never go back in. Those Ooh. Girls are aggressive.
Really?
You come in the door and they're on top of you like white on rice.
Yeah.
And you'll touch like a shirt and they'll be like, oh, there's great pants that go with this and this underwear and this. And you're like, yeah. Oh, geez, please shut up. I just want to shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes aggressive like that isn't always isn't the best attractive. Thing.
It's
no.
True. It's true.
Yeah. So trust that you have your territory.
Well, that's it for this segment. Erin, where can people see you perform?
I am doing a new, speaking of living your life as a musical, a new off-Broadway musical called Till Divorce Do Us Part.
Ooh.
It opens February 17th. We start previews actually on February 7th.
Exciting.
At DR2 Theater on Union Square. So it's on 15th Street. Very cute theater. Lots of fabulous bars and restaurants, if that's any... additional, you know,
well, that
is to come down there. Yeah,
that does
have a drink and get completely hammered and come see me sing about divorce.
That sounds like a fun evening.
That
you
is.
Know, if I had to hear anyone sing about divorce, it would be you, Erin.
It's me.
I agree with that.
Yes.
And of course, Emags Comedy on Twitter and on Facebook, Erin McGuire.
Yes.
Thank you.
And welcome. Join us next time for another version of My Crazy Office Podcast. And please don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.